foundation a stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible. The prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord. Blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come. Exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. Fuel from the olive tree helps move Spain. Row after endless row of olive trees stretch 4 kilometers over the rolling hills of Andalusia in southern Spain. Their branches supporting about 40% of the world's olive supply, between 800,000 and 1 million tons a year. In other fields, tall flowers rear their bright golden heads, holding kernels that will become sunflower oil. But while other European countries have for more than a decade turned the oil from similar oil-producing plants into the environmentally friendly fuel called biodiesel, Spain has been slow to reap similar environmental rewards until now. With European Union deadlines for alternative fuels looming, 2% of fossil fuels replaced with alternatives by 2005. 5.75% replaced by 2010, a crop of Spanish biodiesel plants is now in the works. Spain's late start may give it a crucial advantage. Rather than relying on virgin oil like its neighbors, Germany and France, Spain is converting used cooking oil into biodiesel. So it's not only producing clean, sustainable energy, it's recycling. Austria is the pioneer in the field of recycled biodiesel. It was the first to test biodiesel produced with recycled frying oil in 1983. About 135 McDonald's restaurants in Austria collect 1,400 tons of recycled frying oil a year, which is then turned into biodiesel used to fuel buses in the city of Graz. The majority of biodiesel produced today is made through a process called transesterification, in which the fat is mixed with alcohol and a catalyst to separate the vegetable oil into two compounds, glycerin, which is used in soaps, and methyl esters, aka biodiesel. Others argue that the Spanish government needs to create subsidies for farmers to make sunflower oil to their mix. And then Spain's crops, combined with recycled oils, could help the country catch up to its northern neighbors in the next 3 to 4 years. If so, the country's fields of gold will have lived up to their name. This quoted from the Time UK edition. Spain is the world's largest olive producer. Recycled olive oil should indeed help offset the nation's debt. However, what is significant is that Europe's leadership in the technology of biodiesel opens a new door for many countries that are forced to import significant amounts of crude oil. Therefore, you see how this is leading into the one world economic system. Renewable fuels from sugar and soy are clean and green. Brazil is turning up the heat in its search to turn ordinary foods like sugar and soybeans, even hydrogen, into fuel for a growing economy, while Argentina and Mexico are dabbling in ways to put more drivers behind the wheel of cars fueled by cleaner burning and cheaper natural gas. Brazil's reason for developing biodiesel parallels the Americans' economic motive for developing it, as opposed to Europeans' ecological one, says Miguel Dabuble, head of biodiesel research of USP, Ribeiro Preto. Researchers believe they could soon put their biodiesel on the market nationwide. The idea is to substitute at first a 5% biodiesel mix, 95% diesel and 5% vegetable oil like soy, to immediately reduce greenhouse gas emissions and dependence on foreign oil. Brazil imports 15% of its refined diesel at a cost of more than $1 billion. So reducing diesel consumption by using 5% mix would cut refined diesel imports by a third, saving $327 million annually. Granol, Brazil's sixth largest soy oil producer, is studying increasing its output by 30% to make biodiesel if the government decides to replace all or some of the diesel sold at pumps here with 5% fuel. We'd like to be a major player in such a market because we believe there are profits to be made, says Ferris. Meanwhile, Argentina is hard at work on clean fuel as well. As many as 15% of cars in the country, more than 1 million vehicles in total, are fueled by natural gas, making Argentina the world's leading consumer of clean fuel. By comparison, in the United States, only 90,000 vehicles, mostly city buses, depend on the pollution-free technology, as reported in Latin Trade. South American countries are eagerly at work using alternative fuels and, of course, boosting profits. One wonders what would happen if nations collectively and individually sought to answer the question, where will I spend eternity? We're looking at end time news and analysis regarding this one world economic system. In Sweden, 56.3% reject their euro. Swedes rejected adopting European common currency in a referendum overshadowed by the killing of Foreign Minister Anna Lindh, an ardent euro supporter. Some days before that had happened, the Swedish rejection of euro is a blow to the common currency and European integration. It also provides a boost for euro opponents in Britain and Denmark, which still use their own currencies. Denmark rejected the euro in a 2000 referendum. Britain has not decided whether to let voters decide the issue. Prime Minister Gerjan Persson said that voters rejected replacing the current Swedish currency, the krona, with the euro. Results from 97% of the Scandinavian countries' 5,967 precincts showed The 56.3% of voters rejected the euro, while 41.7% supported it. 2% cast undecided ballots. More than 5.4 million ballots were cast. I think we read the opinion polls too optimistically, Persson said. I can only establish that we have an election result that is very clear and a turnout that is very high, reported here in the Kansas City Star. Notice that the Swedish rejection was expected. This rich, free, and secure socialist country has little to gain by accepting the euro at this time. But in the long run, it is not a question of if, but when. In Japan, scientists transform stem cells into sperm cells. Scientists in Japan have transformed ordinary mouse embryo cells into sperm cells, marking the first time those specialized sex cells have been cultivated in the laboratory. This is an amazing article here, as reported also in the Kansas City Star. The achievement offers researchers an unprecedented window through which they can study the mysteries or mysterious process by which embryo cells become sperm and bring scientists a step closer to controlling the basic mechanisms of sexual reproduction. Scientists said the work would also advance efforts to engineer sperm with specific genetic traits, a capability that, if applied to human embryonic stem cells and sperm, would pose new ethics questions regarding the extent to which people should be allowed to alter their genetic legacies. The advance could eventually lead the way to new and controversial methods of reproduction. Scientists had already demonstrated that embryonic stem cells could be turned into eggs. Scientists generally agree that what can be done with mouse cells will also prove possible in human cells. But until this year of this report, it had been impossible to turn even mouse stem cells into eggs of sperm, unique cells bearing only half the standard complement of DNA. Now, that discovery stirred visions of a strangely altered future in which gay men could have their own children through sexual reproduction, with one man providing sperm and the other providing eggs made from his own stem cells. Can you imagine that, folks? This is an incredible, abominable thing that's transpiring here. If you don't believe we're in the last days, you're blind as a bat. Scientists already know how to insert individual genes into stem cells. Researchers noted that means it should not be possible, if not necessarily ethically acceptable. It should now be possible, rather, if not not necessarily ethically acceptable in humans. To grow sperm from stem cells that have been genetically altered, opening a new way to endow one's offspring with desired biological traits. The new work was led by developmental biologists of the Mitsubishi Kagaku Institute of Life Sciences in Tokyo. Amazing. This article can be summed up with one word: shocking. Intelligent men with brilliant minds are trying to create life on their own terms. That is the ultimate desire of the father of lies, as we read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. And he hath power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Notice the words that he hath power to give life unto the image, hath power to give life. Many of you think this is a figment of somebody's imagination. But just like the Bible has prophesied, we are seeing that which once was thought to be impossible is now not only possible, but very near around the corner. In Mexico, the battle with the giant, a U.S. retailer, Walmart's Mexican unit, Walmex, aggressively lowers prices and continues to whack its competitors. The three of them are banding together to better compete with the growing threat. And the Grupo Gigante, Organización Surrenda, and Comercial Mexicana are joining forces in hopes they can lower costs. The retail chains will remain independent, but they will combine some purchasing, warehousing, and distribution operations to improve leverage with suppliers, ultimately reducing consumer prices. The three retailers said that they do not plan to merge the rest of their operations. As reported in Latin Trade, now only the strongest will survive, but what will happen if the giants continue to get bigger and the smaller retailers disappear? Will the giants dictate prices? These and other questions are legitimately asked the world over as one global corporation after another continues to increase in size. Apparently, total control in a future system will be the answer, and that will ultimately lead into a one-world economic system. That's what they want, and that's what the Antichrist movement's all about, total control. Overall, in Europe, Christianity is becoming a minority faith in Europe. Christianity is becoming a minority faith. As church attendance falls, the clergy ages, and scandals and harsh doctrine drive people away. Oh, mercy. But the faith is reappearing and thriving in all sorts of unexpected places. Institutions of Christianity, of course, have long been in decline, but the consensus is that the pace has been quickening. Parish life is essentially dead, admits a senior Vatican official. Well, let me just add that we have no part in this false Christianity. We are independent Baptists, and we never came out of the Harlot Church to begin with. But we see that ultimately the Vatican will profit from a decrease in the church membership of Protestant denominations. That's ultimately their goal, has always been their goal. Church attendance has dwindled by more than 30% in Britain since 1980. Over the same period, the percentage of the population claiming membership in a religious denomination has dropped more than 20% in Belgium, 18% in the Netherlands, and 16% in France. Christianity remains Europe's main religion, with about 550 million adherents. But the number of Europeans who identify as Catholic, by far the biggest denomination on the continent, has fallen by more than a third since 1978. At times, the church, false church that is, has been its own worst enemy, backing Franco's brutal regime in Spain, something it still hasn't apologized for, and stonewalling the Irish scandals of recent years. But even before these revelations, and those were the sodomite scandals, the church was an oppressive force, says Willie Walsh, the Bishop of Callaloo, who went on a millennial pilgrimage from Reconciliation 1999. It was judgmental and placed too much emphasis on a God who was very much to be feared. Well, let me just say something, that the Inquisition and all that was involved, and anyone that was involved, primarily the Harlot Church, Roman Catholic Church, this is the harlot of Babylon spoken in the scriptures. It is no wonder they sought to kill Bible-believing Christians. And if they could get away with it, they would do it today. What may be new, however, is that the Christian establishment now sees and accepts itself as a minority force, an underdog, where in centuries past it literally ruled Europe. Churches have always gone through periods when their influence is greater than periods when it was less. Now we are down, says German historian Jobs Schoen, a bishop in the independent Evangelical Lutheran Church. Christianity will be a minority. Nobody should close his eyes to that fact. Let me just say that do not be deceived. Although Christianity is so-called in the majority, this is a false Christianity, they're going to do more and more things to bring in people into their denominations. Ultimately, they will polarize to the Roman Catholic Harlot Church. As we have mentioned previously, Churchianity is becoming a religious, cultural, and traditional institution, which in most cases has no relationship to the true Bible-believing churches that God has ordained. The true Bible-believing churches consist exclusively of born-again Bible-believing Christians. The development seems to fit the prophetic pattern, however, because Europe must dominate the world according to the scriptures. One of the biggest hurdles will be religion, particularly Islam. These hurdles will be overcome through total compromise with all religions, and thereby will take all of the spiritual life out of churchianity. We are seeing signs of the last days more and more apparent. Latvia, yes, they, the country who was been anxiously awaited for by the European Union, they have voted yes to join it, and this paves the way for the latest addition to the EU. Latvia became the last of the European Union's 10 applicant countries to approve membership of the Union when its citizens voted overwhelmingly in favor of joining. The vote, the last of 9 national referendums, paves the way for the formal expansion of the EU. Although Latvia had been seen as one of the most skeptical applicants, more than 67% of voters backed a yes, with only 32.3% against. Turnout was 72.5%, well above the 35% to make the referendum binding. For Latvia, this is putting the final full stop to the sequels of the Second World War and wiping out forever the divisions on the map of Europe that the odious Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact of 1939 had placed there, said President Vera Vik Friberga as she voted. Malta, Slovenia, Hungary, Lithuania, Slovakia, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Estonia have already voted to join the EU. Cyprus has ratified membership without a popular vote. Only in Malta were concerns about membership translated into a close electoral contest. Latvians hope EU membership will secure their independence from Russia and act as a spur for economic growth in one of the poorest applicant countries. Spending from EU structural funds is also seen as improving the nation's infrastructure and linking it more firmly with its Baltic neighbors and other member states. These factors appear to have outweighed fears over higher prices and the loss of sovereignty, as reported in the Financial Times. Without firing a shot or making threats, the European Union is successfully taking over one country after another. What will happen after all of Europe and all other countries have become members? Then Daniel 7, verse 23, will be fulfilled. Thus he said, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces." Notice, it's emphatically saying the whole earth. No exceptions, folks. No exceptions. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord, your Messiah, you need not to fear. If you're living right now, you need not to fear, because we're going to be taken out of this mess. And oh, what a great blessing that's going to be. Now, this is what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I'm thankful to the Midnight Call, who documented these pieces of information. And we're going to take a short break now, and I hope that you will stay with us, because we have some exciting things in store for you. You don't want to miss it. And let me remind our listening audience that we quote from many sources, and that doesn't necessarily mean we endorse these sources. We are reporting the facts. We want you to know the facts. But there's one thing we can wholeheartedly, 100%, without any shame or embarrassment, and without an apology, that whatever we say regarding the Bible, from the Bible, is absolutely trustworthy. That's right. You can trust the Word of God. The precepts of men, they are usually not trustworthy, but the Word of God is trustworthy. You can be sure about that. So stay tuned now. Invite everybody you possibly can. You don't want to miss. We're looking at the latter half of this broadcast. Why does Israel suffer? This is such an important subject today, and you don't want to miss it. Have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127, USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world, and we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of his eye. ¶¶
and show this mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens.
This is Dr. K. Daniel Fried. I'm so glad that you're stayed with us here for the last half of the broadcast. And we are looking at the reasons why Israel, the nation of Israel, in particular known as today the Jewish people making up the nation of Israel, why they have suffered so much throughout the ages. Why is it that they are the most persecuted people of all people in the world? And we looked at the cursings, the blessings and the cursings. God said, I will bless them if they obey me, and I will curse them if they disobey me. And we've been looking at the divine indictment against the nation of Israel. Now, let me just emphasize something so there's no misunderstanding whatsoever, because the enemies of Israel, as well as some misunderstanding Jewish people, would take things out of context by what I'm preaching here on this broadcast regarding the sufferings of Israel. First of all, be it known, I am a full-blooded Jew, and I love my people, and quite a number of my relatives were killed in the Holocaust. So I know somewhat of the sufferings of the Jewish people. I also understand that in no way, shape, or form am I endorsing or encouraging the persecution of the Jewish people. Obviously, that'd be contradictory to my own kinsmen according to my flesh, the people that I dearly love. However, as in many cases, sometimes you have to reveal the ugly side of a situation in order to bring reality to what's going on. And the reality is that God loves his chosen people, Israel, and he wants to bring them to repentance. He wants them to realize that they have sinned against the holy God as a nation, and they must acknowledge that they are guilty. And until such time, they will suffer judgment and chastisement by God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is God's way of humbling them. It is God's way of bringing them back to him. And we will look at all of the ramifications of this. We will be looking at, continuing to look at the divine indictment against them. And ultimately, we'll be looking at the divine restoration and the divine exaltation of the nation of Israel. And you don't want to miss any of these broadcasts. Now, I'm reading from the Word of God, and you can believe what the Bible says. Don't believe what I'm saying. Believe what the Bible says. You can do nothing against the truth but for, is what the Scriptures tell us. We are looking at Ezekiel chapter 20. And we're at verse 27. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to them, then they sore every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor, and poured out their drink offerings. And then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Bema unto this day. Wherefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye, serve ye every one his idols. And hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all thy house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein ye have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And boy, oh boy, do we see fulfillment of this today. In May 14, 1948, how God had gathered many Jews all around the world. And today, many Jews are looking for the Messiah. So, as God has said, so it is coming to pass. But there still is a long way to go, because the nation of Israel still does not recognize who their real Messiah is. And if you're wondering who that is, I can help you expedite that with telling you that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the Jewish Messiah. And he's not only the Jewish Messiah for the Jews, but he's the Jewish Messiah for the Gentiles as well. And you can come to know him, and he will save you from your sins. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, the Bible says, when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field. And say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree. The flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, they say of me, Doth he not speak parables? Now, we have already seen a general indictment against the nation of Israel. Now, specifically, we're going to look at the judgments against their feast days. Amos chapter 5, verse 21 to 27. This is what God has to say about the feast days of Israel. He said, I hate, I despise your feast days, and will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Molech, and chung your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Now let's consider the judgment against their priests, as mentioned there in Malachi chapter 2, and then we're going to compare that with Matthew chapter 23, when Jesus had rebuked the hypocritical Pharisees. And the Bible tells us there, Malachi chapter 2, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my commandment might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Lord his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and Jerusalem, for Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. Yet ye say, Wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion, and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Now therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, Wherein have we wearied him? When ye say, Every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? The Lord Jesus rebuked the same religious crowd of his day. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 39, and the Bible tells us in the New Testament, New Covenant, Brit Chadashah, "Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens that are grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether it is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold, and whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are all full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom he slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Oh, what a solemn petition the Jewish Messiah, Lord Jesus Christ, had given forth. He continued to say, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent. That is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God. With sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life, according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the one, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted. enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. My earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at the same time for the Hope of Israel.